Welcome to Grow Your Influence, leadership conversations for business owners and managers. Whether you own a business and have a team, or leadership is part of your role, welcome, you're exactly where you need to be. Join co-hosts Juliette Robinson and Christy Lee Billett for their regular conversations on all things leadership. No corporate jargon, no textbook ideologies, just real life experience unpacked in a relaxed way to help you be your best boss and lead your team with confidence, clarity, and control. This is Grow Your Influence. Let's dive in. Juliette, hi, how are you?
I'm well, Christy Lee. Lovely to talk with you.
Great to be back chatting to you today. We might be tackling a slightly challenging topic today, though.
Yes, I think we are in a difficult time, and lots of people are seeing that in their businesses. So we're going to talk about leading through a downturn. And I don't know, are you seeing this with the people you're working with, that this is a challenge?
Yeah, I'm seeing this certainly in some industries. Sometimes because this is a seasonal time of year where it's always a downturn for those industries, and others that are just being a little bit influenced by the broader market generally, and you know, just navigating through a bit of a challenging time where things just aren't as busy, active, positive as they usually are. So yeah, I am, you know, and I don't want to perpetuate any kind of fear or stress or, you know, panic. But yeah, some businesses are definitely experiencing a bit of a downturn at the moment.
And I think when we talk about how to lead through this, it's a bit like talking about how we lead through change.
Yes.
Because in a downturn, things do change, and we really need to be thinking about how our team feeling, you know, like dealing with the emotional side of it, as well as the what's changing for the team.
Yeah.
And really kind of addressing those things rather than just pretending it'll all be over soon and everything will be all right.
Yes, I'd agree with that. And I feel like we should have taken more lessons out of the first year of the pandemic to be able to deal with these things, because every leader at that time had to really navigate some really challenging times. And I feel like we maybe have forgotten what we learnt, and we could very easily apply some of those lessons.
I think that's true. And I think when there's a downturn, we might think it's just about our business. But the reality is everybody in the team sees it and knows it, even if we're not talking about it.
Yes.
And it creates an anxiety, because we know that when things are shifting and changing, the first thing we go to is, what does it mean for me?
Yes.
And so you can be absolutely positive that everyone in your team is thinking, okay, things are a bit quiet, a bit slow, you know, we haven't nailed as many contracts as we thought we would, whatever it is, what does that mean for me, you know?
Yeah. Am I going to lose my job?
Exactly. Are we safe as a company? Am I safe as an individual? Is the team going to change because we're not going to keep everybody? All of those sorts of things. And I think you're right. Am I going to lose my job? Is there in people's minds, even if the downturn at the moment doesn't seem to be huge? I think it's still one of those factors.
I think it definitely is, especially when we've sort of come off some very busy years. This is kind of a new feeling again of just, you know, business is a bit slow. We're not seeing the customers come through. I can't see the orders come through. We're not winning those contracts. People will start, especially given, you know, cost of living, let's be honest.
Yes.
People maybe don't have the savings in the kitty that they once did to buffer if something was to happen. So that sense, that heightened sense of concern will definitely be there.
Yes, I think that's right. And that when there's not that certainty because things are sort of swimming along, that anxiety, we become quite self-focused, I think, when we're anxious.
That's true. And amongst teams, that can actually have some really interesting flow-on effects, including competition that doesn't usually cause an issue or isn't usually there.
Yeah.
Potentially in the wrong hands, even undermining behaviours and so forth.
It's interesting. I'm working with a client at the moment, and they have seen a real downturn in business, and they know that, in the long term, things will come back around. So they're aware that it's not a forever situation. But what it's highlighted for them is that some of their processes and procedures need to change. And the way some of their people are working is not terribly efficient. And whilst they were probably conscious of it, when things are good, you don't really have to address those things. Whereas at the moment, we've talked about this, that they've got a real burning platform around needing to change things.
I'm seeing that too. Business
Are
owners
you?
are looking at their structure, their resourcing, and suddenly realizing actually we weren't very efficient, very productive. We've got surplus where they probably knew all along, but as you said, because they didn't have to do anything about it, they haven't. And now they're having to really knuckle down on that, which is interesting as a leader, because I know a lot of the owners that I work with find this very challenging because they find it confrontational.
Totally. And the pushback they're expecting from the team is going to be things around like, well, we've been working this way for years. And now you're messing not just with our jobs, but you're going to change the culture, because that's not how we do things here. That sort of resistance is really hard. So I understand why people avoid these conversations, trying to do this work. But a downturn really makes this so essential, doesn't it?
Puts a spotlight on it all, absolutely. So it's interesting. So I think, in terms of as a leader navigating these times, there are some really practical things that we can do. And again, we can draw on those lessons that we learned all those years ago. And I think part of it is you don't have to have all the answers, but you do have to communicate really effectively, right?
I think so. And I think you don't have to have all the answers and you don't need to own it all.
No.
In a downturn, there's a general global economic downturn. These things happen to us sometimes. But I think we do need to talk with the team about how we deal with it and not assume that we are going to be the one that has to own it all. I agree with you. I think that there's this tendency to sort of take it on sometimes as, oh my God, this is my problem. But
I think it's about really communicating. Here's what we know. Here's what we don't yet know. Here's the plans, or we need to make a plan. Let's work together to make a plan.
Exactly. What sort of plan are we going to make?
Mm.
So how do we all own the solution to this?
Yes.
And I think also just talking about the anxiety for people, not again, not wallowing in it,
No.
but enabling people to talk about the fact that, I put so much effort into this proposal and they just n haven't signed it off, or I didn't get it, we didn't
Yeah.
get the work or whatever.
Mm.
Being able to sort of have those conversations and acknowledge that there's still a lot of work going on.
Yes.
We're still putting all that effort in. We're just not seeing the results, and that's painful.
That's true, actually, because employees are still, our team is still really trying hard to do their job, and they're probably doing their job equally well, if not better than in the good times, but the results aren't there, and that's really, really tough.
It is, yes, because normally, I mean, you get motivated by those results, don't you? And that
Exactly.
gives you a little push along and you want to do more. So when you're not getting the results, there's a tendency to say, oh, God, why bother? Because we know they're not going to actually do it. So why would I put in all the effort? I
That's
think being
true.
able to have those conversations with the team and keep them rolling is a really critical part of leadership in these sorts of times. I think keeping them going. And keeping some joy and some fun in the whole thing, not getting drowned by the anxiety and the negativity involved.
And I think one of the ways you can do that is get people working on special projects, like even internal projects. Like if the work isn't there externally, this is a great time to have your people champion something that is really important to them. Maybe they want it to start a social club and you just haven't got around to it. Well, this is the time. Let them get on with that. Maybe they really want it to update the website. That's been a little passion project of theirs. Great. Let them onto those projects that are, and particularly if you can align those projects to what your future growth plans or future plans look like, then they're going to do a lot of the heavy lifting now that you're not going to have to worry about when things do get busy again.
Yeah, I totally agree. I think it's also, and I'm working with a couple of teams at the moment on this, it's a really good time to talk about the, our values and behaviors. How do we want to be as a team? And doing things like if you've wanted to develop a team charter to talk about what's okay and what's not okay, it's a great time to do it because it gets people to focus on the how we do what we do rather than the what are we doing.
All of those internal things that are going to make your team stronger. This is the perfect time. Whilst you've got some time, use it to your advantage instead of just, as you said, sitting around and wallowing. And of course, acknowledging that there's tension and anxiety, but also we can use this time to our advantage. What would we like to do with this time?
I also think it's an important time to keep everybody connected, so keep talking. So because I think there is a tendency when we're under pressure to retreat to our little kind of safety zones. I think keep gathering people, keep talking about things. And this can be a really good time when you to have a bit of fun with it, and get to know one another and keep those conversations going. So talk about, what is your next holiday, or where was your last one, or what are you looking forward to, or starting to share things about ourselves a little bit that keeps people focused on positive stuff and have a bit of fun with it,
I agree. That connection is so important right now. This might be a great time where you do a team workshop where do some things to get to know each other a little bit better. And that can be a whole range of things, but this is a great time to really solidify that connection. And I think as leaders, it's up to us to drive that in a way that works for our particular team, because every team responds to those kinds of things differently. But just showing that I think our job as a leader in these times is to show confidence that this is just temporary as well, and that everything we do right now is going to make things even better when this time is over.
That's exactly right. Let's use it as an opportunity rather than sort of going, oh my God, use it as an opportunity to say, okay, things are quiet. So let's focus on, as you say, doing some of this stuff that we always wanted to do. That will set us up for when things pick up again.
Yeah, and I would be willing to bet if you go to your team and say, what's one project or what's one thing that you would have loved to do when if we had the time, but we've just never gotten around to, some of the ideas your team will come up with will be amazing,
I
and
agree.
things you wouldn't have expected. Everyone's so different, but someone would probably say, that stationery cupboard has been doing my head in for years. I want that. I want to clean that out. Okay, great. Off you go. So they will all come up with very, very different ideas. And some of them may be super creative. I've been thinking about this product that I think would be amazing if we had it, but we don't. I'd like to do some research on how we might create that. Okay, great. Give them the time and space to do that. And you might be surprised the kind of, innovation and all sorts of things you could get out of that.
I totally agree. And I know through COVID, I know I know organizations who did that really well, who sort of said, okay, things are shifting, everything's a bit weird. What do you want to do with it? And people did come up with projects and did do some good things. And I agree, everyone will have a different view of what that should look like. But that in itself is motivating if you get to do something that has been driving you nuts for ages.
And it's the littlest things sometimes that actually mean the most to people.
I think that's exactly right. Yes. And even if it is talking with your team, even if it is saying, look, through this next month, things are quiet. So, do you want to go home on Friday afternoons, or, like get your dentist appointments done or whatever? Because when we get busy, there's going to be less time for that.
Yeah, if you
So
want some
it's
extra
quite
leave,
simple.
take it.
Excuse my dogs. Helpful accompaniment. But yes, try getting people to think about, well, what can I do now? That would help life once we do get busier again is also a good thing. So getting focused on that, how can I make this work for me?
And there's also things that, like, if it is really a very tough time, there is no harm in putting the offer out there that if anyone wants to reduce their hours for a while, come and chat to me. And not making it a compulsory thing or a stressful thing or a, the world's going to collapse thing. But if anyone was thinking about, and in fact, I know a client that did this recently, they knew that there was someone on their team who was going to want to be taking on some caring responsibilities and had flagged that maybe one day they'd want to go part-time. And they're in a bit of a slump at the moment. It's a seasonal slump, so totally expected. But just went to that team member and said, "Hey, I know you mentioned this a while ago. Now's a good time if you want to do that." And they've taken them up on it. So it's worked
Good.
out perfectly for both parties
Yes.
just by keeping the option there. And, our team often don't want to come to us and say, because they don't want that to
Yeah.
be permanent, or, maybe they've got all sorts of concerns. But you could say, just put those options out there for people to come to you with different ideas. And I know that a lot of people are very happy if it helps the business to do certain things for a period of time.
Because
And
they can see the bigger picture.
exactly,
Yeah.
exactly. And it maybe allows them to do something that personally has been on the back burner for a while, or to support family members with caring responsibilities, or to do a whole range of things.
I think you're absolutely right. And it comes back to what we have talked about in previous episodes, this idea that if you know what motivates your team members,
Yeah.
you can work with that.
Yep,
You know, this,
exactly.
because we know that everybody is motivated differently. When we get to know our team members, we're going to know those sorts of things, and be able to talk with them about the stuff that actually matters to them. And I think that's really important.
Yeah, I agree. So I think if we recap, when we're going through some challenging times in business and just generally in the world, there are things we can do as leaders to really help keep our team together. And it comes down to really active communication, to knowing our people, to keeping support lines open in terms of people having somewhere to go, and really finding ways to keep our team connected.
I think so. Yes, absolutely. Role modeling that leadership that keeps people moving, keeps them focused forward, but addresses the things that they need to do in the time, in this downturn, in a quiet time.
Yeah,
Yes.
because it's just temporary. We know that business goes in
Yes.
cycles. This happens all the time. It's just temporary. So,
And yes, and that's it. Creating that context is probably the most important thing we can do. Yes. Yeah.
fantastic. Hopefully that has helped some of you who might be navigating these challenging times. As always, if you have feedback, suggestions, experiences that you'd love to share, come and connect with us on our socials at Grow Your Influence, and let us know your experience right now.
Yep, we'd love to hear from you. And if this has been valuable or you think somebody else could benefit from this, feel free to pass it on, and we'd love a review or a rating on wherever you listen to your podcasts.
We absolutely would. Thanks, Juliet. Great to talk to you.
Lovely to talk, Chrissy Lee. See you soon.
Thanks for joining us on this episode. If you enjoyed the podcast, please leave us a rating, comment, and review wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to recommend us to a friend. We also love hearing suggestions for topics or guest speakers that you would love to hear from. The best way to reach us to give us those suggestions is over on our Facebook page. Simply head to Facebook and search Grow Your Influence. See you there.